in the Ad Council.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul in the process, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do this with business development, job creation, and service. And as always, we have ourselves a power-packed show today. So if you know someone who's looking to get their business off the ground, to get inspired, energized, then you've tuned in to the right show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And you can also go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about what we are doing here. And if you just want to get a clue of what we are about, go to the homepage. Right up at the top, you'll see a little auto player. Just click on that, and you will get the gist of what this show is about. We talk about the mission. We talk about the people that we are trying to help. We're trying to bring our youth up with a different attitude about how to self-empower themselves. And so that's what we're all about here. The show number here is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. So feel free to call in to chat with me or any of the exciting guests we have today. We have an exciting lineup. We have in the studio Miss Pamela Little of Sensory 3. She's a therapist. Also joining us today is Miss Demetria Simpson of the Eta by Theta sorority. And they're going to be talking about some exciting things later in the show. So grab yourself a comfortable chair. Get yourself a nice cup of coffee. Enjoy this nice fall day. And let's get on with the Marketing Pulpit Show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Are you mic'd up there, Therapist Little?
I'm here. Good morning.
Your mic is not coming through yet. And Miss Simpson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So when y'all talking over the mic, get right up on them so we can hear you, okay? Now, Ms. Simpson, sounds like you've been on a mic before. You sound mighty clear there.
Oh, I've been on a mic before, yes.
You're no stranger.
Absolutely.
You're no stranger, too. You're going to talk about later in the show your organization, Eta Phi Beta, and some of the great things you all are doing. And for anybody who didn't know, this is Domestic Violence Month. Am I correct about that? Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. All right. So if you're doing any domestic violence, stop, at least for this month. But stop in general. We're going to talk about that and some of the challenges that people have been facing. And we also have holidays are coming up. So we're going to talk about some of the holiday stress issues with Therapist Little and how she can help shake you out of those stressful situations. Am I doing you right there, Pam?
You're doing me right.
All right. All right. And ladies, feel free to jump in on any of these topics we talk about today. And also the number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We just had our first Friday last week over at the Marketing Pulpit and Gatewood Marketing Office in Largo, Maryland. We had a good turnout at the first Friday. We had talked about some of the great things. And if you haven't joined any type of networking organization, you need to get out there. And don't think that a networking organization has to be called a networking event. And I'm sure you ladies can amen me on that. Anytime you get people together, am I right?
Amen.
Absolutely.
You get people together. I don't care what the reason is. You exchange information. You exchange ideas. You pump each other up. You lift each other up. And so when you find these opportunities, it can be an event. It could be your homecoming. You could be standing at the line at the 7-Eleven. When you find an opportunity to express your organization and to let people know what you're into, then networking can happen. It just so happened that every first Friday of the month, we have a networking event called the First Friday, and we had one on October 7th, had a great turnout, and we have another one coming up on November 4th. So if you haven't already registered, go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the next coming First Friday. I also want to do a shout out. I was at Prince George's Community College last night, where I am an adjunct professor. And guess what, guys? They just nominated me for Faculty of the Year.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Not faculty of the month, but
of the year.
He's been doing great things there, Robert.
Of the 365.
You have a lot of work ahead of you. You know that, don't you?
Oh, my God. Don't scare me there, Robert. But, you know, it was kind of, I came to pick up my coursework for the week, for the evening, and the ladies were standing there staring at me kind of funny. I thought they were getting ready to fire me, right? So I had this, she said, guess what? Which one of us should tell him? She said, Mr. Gatewood, guess what? You have been nominated or Faculty Member of the Year. I said, oh, my goodness. I couldn't even teach that night. My head was so big. I had to turn sideways to get in the door. So I'm kind of patting myself on the back. And I want to send a shout-out to my students from last night, Tammy, Patricia, Alba, Shelley, and Desira, and the whole crew. Thank you, guys. We had a great class. I'll see you back on Thursday next week. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about pricing, fourth quarter strategies. We're going to get Demetria Simpson and her organization, Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It was very slow on the outer loop of the Beltway heading northbound up from Route 50 to the BW Parkway. The slow-moving maintenance vehicle now on the outer loop, blocking two lanes as they go, and delays Marina Drive now up past Route 50 up toward the VW Parkway to get through that. Northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway still slow from 202 up to a work zone near 410. 295 southbound slowing from Eastern Avenue down to East Capitol Street. Are you still taking your child's temperature the same way it was done decades ago? Pick up the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at Toys R Us and Babies R Us or other fine retailers today. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, high around 65 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight down to 46. And for tomorrow, a mostly sunny day, highs in the upper 60s. Steve Hirshhorn for News Talk 1450 WOL, where information is power.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Come on out to the next First Friday on November 4th. Go to marketingpulpit.com and register yourself for this upcoming event. Later in the show, we're going to have Demetria Simpson. She's going to talk about their organization, 85 Beta Sorority. And we're also going to talk about Domestic Violence Month, and that has become a problem. I was watching the presidential debates and campaign, and man, there's so much stuff going on now. I'm surprised any of us are normal these days. We got the holidays coming up, and it's so much in the atmosphere. Is this a stressful time or just me?
It's stressful, and
holidays
it's just beginning.
Mm-hmm. Holidays always bring on stress, Robert.
What makes holidays so stressful?
Well, I don't know.
Expectations.
Exactly. And you think that you should want to keep up with what's happening for the season.
Right.
I've got to buy gifts.
Right.
I got to do this. I got to prepare. I've got to get a Christmas tree. I got to get this. I got Thanksgiving. I got to get a turkey. I've got to get so all those stresses along with what. Normally, what the stresses we carry,
right?
The money stresses, and then those all the of course all of those are extra things,
right?
On top of it.
So we're gonna get therapist Little in a few minutes talking about that. Quickly, I'm gonna talk about for all you business owners out there. I'm gonna throw out some tips for you real fast. We are in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter brings about some unique challenges and opportunities for business owners. Fourth quarter, when we talk about quarters, the year can be divided up into quarters. If you're a government contractor, we ended the fiscal year September 30th, so that was the fourth quarter ended for on that fiscal year. But for most people that use the calendar year as their fiscal year, then we're into the fourth quarter starting in October. Now, that brings up some unique opportunities, particularly if you have a business. Quickly, I'm going to talk about some of those opportunities. as because fourth quarter is a great time for getting you ready for the new year. So think about 2017 and what's in head for you for 2017. I'm going to quickly give you some quick strategies on getting yourself ready for 2017. First thing I want you to do is take a look at the products and services that you offer and what can you add to your product mix. You have these products and services. What can you add to make your product mix more inviting, more encouraging, and more dynamic? I also want you to look at your current products and services and what can you do to improve it. If you are a therapist, then do you add a more hours? Do you add a different something? Do you sweeten up the waiting room? What can you do to improve your current service? I also want you to start looking at what type of joint venture relationships you can have, what type of affiliates you can work with. Building those relationships going into 2017 is going to be very, very important. And ladies, I always tell this to people. If you want to grow a business, your biggest emphasis should not be on getting that next sale. It should be on building that next relationship, because that relationship can get you more sales than any one sale can actually ever get you.
Absolutely.
We also want you to look at innovating your product to make it more unique and superior. Work on getting those testimonies. Testimonies is the greatest tool in the world for getting social proof. Social proof is that concept where when somebody's buying your service or product because other people are buying it. You have people like Facebook, you have people like Mercedes-Benz, you have people like Harley-Davidson. There's a little shop out in Georgetown called the Georgetown Cupcake Factory. I can't even see over there, but I can guarantee you there's a line over there right now. That's called social proof. And we get social proof. Social proof is the pinnacle of the marketing strategies. That's getting other people to buy your service for the simple reason because other people are buying it. So how do I get social proof? One of your goals for ending 2017 is to get those testimonies.
They really work, too, Robert.
They really work, though.
I've seen a lot, gotten a few from my business, and the testimonies that they give are so heartfelt. They're really sincere that it encouraged others to visit as well as purchase the product, because they said if it's working in the different environments that I have on my website, then it can work for them.
That's right. And Therapist Little and I worked together on her strategy and her website. And one of the first things I told her when I started working with her, we got to start working on getting testimonies. And I gave her a strategy, which I'm willing to share with the audience. If you don't have those testimonies, some people are saying, look, I'm sitting here. You're sitting there by the phone waiting on somebody to call you up and say, hey, look, I have a testimony for you. Hate to break it to you, folks. Ain't going to happen. You'll be waiting.
Not going to happen.
You'll be waiting till the 2020. What you have to do is initiate it. You have to take the bull by the horns. And so a strategy that I use that's very effective is to, now one thing about marketing, you have to provide good service. One of those ABCs of marketing, the first one we call advertising, the second one is benefit selling, the third one is customer service. Customer service is as important as the others. And so when you're giving out that good service, a good way to get testimonies is to do a follow-up call.
Exactly.
I'm calling you to make sure you are satisfied with the service I just provided last week or last month. And then in the midst of that call, you ask them about the service. Were you satisfied? Did it meet your expectations? And then you get them to talking kind of freestyle. And then right at some point, you say, wow, that's a great compliment. Can I quote you on that? Or can I use you as a testimony?
Exactly.
So in the course of an hour or a day, you can get yourself 10 top-notch testimonies just by taking that initiative rather than sitting there waiting on people to call you.
Exactly. And, Robert, what I found is when I initiated the call, they were sitting there waiting for me.
Right.
And they were glad and happy to extend, you know, their say on how they enjoyed the product. But not only that, they were able to tell me, you know, in their own words, how their client and who they used it with was happy with it.
Right. That's exactly right. So,
Robert, communication, of course, is the first product of establishing anything that you want to do if you want to involve someone else.
Boy, you are after my heart.
And, of course, when it comes to business, you want your business to expand and you want it to spread and communicate. And how you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
How you communicate is so important, because when you make that impression, they will keep it in mind and they'll pass it on to someone else who may need that same concept.
You're right.
And again, with my testimonials, I took your advice, Robert, and I tweaked the sheet that we looked at, and I even wrote some questions for the audience, for my customers, mm-hmm. and allow them, and I emailed it so that they can send it back when it was, you know, and within like a day or two,
right.
instead of, you know, when if it wasn't a good time when I called. But I would say, can I email you these questions for testimony? And they filled it out, and that's how I got a lot of mine. So, you know, different ways of doing it if they don't have time to talk to you right then and there, because, again, their life is busy.
Yes.
But, you know, but there is no excuse for not getting those testimonies, because they are that important. If you go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com, my whole homepage is like a testimony. It's like a board of testimonies. You go down to the bottom, you're going to see testimonies from people like Willie Jolly, from Joe Madison. I mean, just a list of people, because I understand the importance. Every time I bring a customer under my threshold, I am trying to get that customer to the point where they can go out and sing my praises, because what it does, it helps those marketing metrics swing your way. When you start talking about cost per acquisition and lifetime value, those testimonies and good service, we call that retention. Those are retention strategies. And until you are retaining customers, you will not survive as a company if you cannot retain customers. And the best way to do that is through good customer service. So when we start talking about these fourth quarter strategies, I want you to put a big star beside getting those testimonies on your service and product. This is not an option, people. This is a requirement in this new millennium. In the area we're working in now, just having the fast-talking salesperson, those days are done.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes.
That doesn't work anymore.
It goes in one ear and out the other. Right. Turn off.
And people, they actually like to have word of mouth. Sometimes right. people don't do any marketing, but their business is thriving based on word of mouth and testimonials from, oh, my sister-in-law, my cousin told me about you, and this and that. And if it works for them and they see the joy and the happiness, you know, in their life, then they definitely want some of that. It's just like that favorite cupcake you keep going back for, you know,
right.
without any advertisement from the company. They say, oh, how did you hear about us? Oh, my family member right. or friend told me, and they just keep on and keep on. So, and that's another form of, you know, the testimonies are necessary so that you can share with the word of mouth.
Absolutely. Your approach is key.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Pam Little, and I have Demetria Simpson, and we're talking about fourth quarter strategies, and we're talking about things that you can start doing now. Don't wait until January 1st, because then it's too late. Your competition has already gotten the jump on you. Start now. This is the fourth quarter. Start looking for new uses for your products and service. You have a product and service. How else can it be used? I use the old example of what was that, baking soda, the stuff with the Arm & Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
It was created for baking, to put in cakes to bake. But now it's used for toothpaste, cat litter, just about.
Refrigerator,
refreshing.
So it actually has its own a wash detergent.
That's right.
And I use it, yes. and it's strong. Yeah. It works good. Cleans good.
So if you have a product and service that's good, you have a loyal customer base, think about what else can I use this service for. I use myself as an example. People come to me because they know I'm going to help them grow their business. I call myself a marketing person, but in general, what I do is help people grow their business. So initially, I used to do branding, the logo designs, and advertising strategies, and print, and so forth. But one day, I said, I'm going to add some new services like web development, social media strategy. So I'm taking the same concept, the same company, and just expanding it, giving it new uses and new services. And that's something you need to start looking at going into the fourth quarter, into the new year.
Yeah, so Robert, you know, I have over 500 followers from mm-hmm. my social media.
Get out of here.
I use this strategy, marketing pulpit.
And you might have one more.
Uh-oh. They networking in here, y'all. Check them out. They're here networking. All right, folks, before we get to the break, I want you to also think about the holidays coming up. If you have a service, ask yourself, can this service be used as a gift? Boy, you can do wonderful things this time of year by taking that service and using it as a gift certificate, a gift card. All you hair salons and recording artists, web designers, auto shops, think about giving out gift cards, making yourself a gift for your clients and their followers. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have therapist Pam Little. We're going to talk about this holiday stress and what she's doing in the world of Sensory 3 Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
The following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, this is The Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. Fam, you know what? I'm thinking about going home tomorrow. My brothers and been trying to get me to go to their homecoming, and then of course I go to see my mom. The last time I went home, my mom was in the hospital, right? So I was heading home, and about halfway there, I get the call that she's out of the hospital. You know, I'm driving 8 hours, and I was telling my sister when I got home. I said, "Now, Lillian, I know mom was sick when I left home, but when I got home." Now, of course, you want your mom to be well, right? You really want her well. But when you've driven 8 hours, you want to see some signs of sickness.
I know
this is terrible. I know the Lord's probably going to strike me for this. But when you've driven 8 hours and you're walking the door and she's out the yard doing layup.
90-something. Take that in. That's reducing some stress.
I want to see a compress on her head or something. I mean, what's that? Some momentum hanging out of your side of mouth, your arm in a sling.
But Robert, just think happy she was to see you.
Help me out.
After being ill, especially when you think you're ill, you don't know how it's going to go. You want to see all your children. You want to see family.
Dee Dee, am I being insensitive?
Yes, you are.
But look, though. I've driven, but shouldn't they at least...
Sound like he's stressed.
Hey,
yes.
But Pam, shouldn't they at least fake it for me? I mean, at least pretend she's still a little bit of sick when you've driven 8 hours. I mean, look, I left and they said she's in the hospital. Now, y'all help me out here. Try to help, see my side of this. She was in the hospital when I left. When I got home, man, she's walking around with her aprons on and cooking. I'm saying to myself, should you be laying down with a guy beside you holding your hand on the...
See, Robert forgets that his mother is one of grace. She received the grace.
So I'm not going to get any pity from you guys.
No. You should be relieved.
Okay.
But I was. Hey, you get to see her. Well, so
I was. Don't get me wrong. I was thrilled that she was well. But
no.
You saying to yourself, I want to see a little something that made me drive down here for 8 hours. I mean,
you
I was
did.
Glad to see
you it. Did. You
but
did.
You went home as
I
well.
I went. Okay. All
you
right.
Went home. And right. So I mean, that should
I have a remedy for that, Robert.
What's that?
Go more often.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Go more often.
There you go. There
well,
you
listening
go.
To you ladies, see, I should, here's the answer. I shouldn't wait for her to get sick to go home.
That's right.
I should be going anyway. She is 96 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mom, I'm coming to
Holidays
see you.
Are coming.
I'm going to tell Mom when I get home, Demetria and Pam, they spanked me out of here saying, how dare you talk about getting home and you want to see your mom at least looking a little sick because you've driven 8 hours? That is so selfish. Thank you, ladies. I needed that.
How blessed to have a mother at 96.
Y'all all right. Now, when I drive home this time, I'm not going to be expecting Mom to be in any other condition except out there doing 50 push-ups with one arm. That's what I want to see. Hey, y'all, we have in the studio Pamela Little. She's a therapist. She has a company called Sensory 3. Also, go to MarketingPulpit.com. MarketingPulpit.com. If anybody else want to beat up on me, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'll ask any of our guests a question. Therapist Little and Demetria Simpson. Call us 1-800-450-7876. Hey, Pam, we're talking about the fourth quarter. It's also getting closer toward the holidays. And is this one of those? First of all, tell us about you. Reintroduce yourself to the audience. Tell us what you do about your company. Give us the quick version so we can jump into this content. Because, first of all, just give us your quick bio.
My name is Pam Little. I am a licensed therapist. I'm trained art therapist, play therapist, certified. However, I have added some services to my company, and it's Sensory 3 Coaching and Consulting. And the Sensory 3 is around us becoming more mindful in who and what we do every day, which makes a difference and reduces stress. Mindfulness from a neuroscience has been really, really huge in this year. For more years, but more so this year, because a lot of people are overwhelmed. A lot of things are happening, so we're trying to be more innovative and integrative in our approaches to becoming more mindfulness. And that's what another service I added to my company besides just doing basically counseling.
Okay, so mindfulness, is that a term that's becoming part of the lexicon? Is it because when I started dealing with you. I'm very aware of therapy and psychology and all this kind of stuff. But the word mindfulness seemed like it was kind of I had to kind of think about it. What is mindfulness? Is it mean, like you said, it's awareness?
It's awareness of your environment or where you are, what you're feeling, your senses of
more so than your and when we talk about a neuro perspective, it's your senses. What are your emotions? What are you smelling? What senses trigger you to feel a certain type of way? When you go into an environment, how do you notice the dangers, what your body is feeling? It's really being from moment to moment, being aware of where you are right then and there and your presence in that particular environment. And it deals a lot of that is with kids when they're in school environment, when they're at home, when they're in a community, and different relationships. You want to be moment to moment present where you are so that you can be on your best cognitive, you know, thinking approaches.
You know, I was talking to my daughter the other day, and I was telling her the holidays are coming up, and I'll admit she's had a very blessed life. She's in school, she's at a very good school over at American University and so forth. And so I was telling her the holidays are coming. And as part of, I've always trained her, you know, not to bully people, to be aware of other people and be sensitive. And I said, so when we go out here, we start exuding all this, how many gifts we got, we kind of rubbing these things in people's faces. That's why holiday season, it should be the happiest time of the year for many, but for others, it's not happy at all.
Exactly. And that goes back to our expectation as a culture. As a world, you got to have the more. And people are overwhelmed during this time. I believe this is one of the most stressful times of our year. It's because everybody's expectations are way over their means. And one of the things that I try to incorporate in when I'm working with my clients and those who are going to be my clients is how to relax, how to allow yourself to just be in your space and not be overwhelmed or stressed over someone else's expectation. You give what you give from what you have to give and not out of what you don't have.
That's part of that mindfulness too.
It is. It's being mindful that if you do this now, what's going to happen to you later? But being aware of what you're feeling, what your approach is to continue to live in a state of calmness, a state of relaxation, a state of focus, and a true state of truth for who and what you have at that time.
So what would you do, let's say in your organization, what would you do to help somebody avoid stressful situation or to deal with it, particularly this time of year?
What I normally do is I educate them into where they are and what's happening with them. And I also look to empower them to help transform that mindset through mindfulness and transforming that mindset so that they can be empowered to walk in a newness once they realize that you're right. I don't have to do this. I can allow someone else in my space to create this uncomfortable environment for me, whether it's financial, emotional, spiritual, just keeping me focused and grounded in what I need to do. And so what I encourage them to do is get someone to come alongside them within their journey for that time, for this season, and not be overwhelmed with someone else's expectations, whether, you know, they got to buy all these gifts, get prepared for the house, just integrate some help from people who are on the same page and the same message that you're trying to deliver during the holiday season, which is love. We just want to give true, unadulterated love to our family so that they can experience that and not your stress and not what you have or what you didn't get and things like that. So I would encourage them to do some walking, do some you know, long tub baths, get out into the environment and enjoy nature, whatever activity of choice. I like to say bowling because that can be relaxing, just so you can have some togetherness and be able to connect with each other. Women, men as well, go to the spa. Just do a little bit more self-care for yourself during this season. And when you're in the car in traffic, don't look at, you know, I'm overwhelmed with, oh, get out the way. Just say, you know, listen to the rain. Just allow yourself to sit back and your shoulders to drop and just breathe in and out that good spirit, those ways that you remember when it's summertime and you're on the beach somewhere like that. I like to just get a good vision of something that's comfortable for you so that way you can reduce the stress. And that's just a moment by moment and day by day.
Well, you know, I was talking about this social proof earlier, and that's the downside of social proof, because marketers use this. I mean, it's almost become like a cult-like thing now where they would take something like a type of car. Or like Michael Jordan would release a new tennis shoe, and they have to actually bring in the police to manage the crowd. And so you have that this time of year. It's even higher this time of year.
It is. Because, it really is. It
right.
really is. And a lot of people are feeling, you know, that they have to because, you know, they lower their check. They lower their exemptions to get more money during this time just to make sure that they you know, fulfill all these expectations of these people that are in their life, whether it's friends or family or just, you know, acquaintances. People just feel the extra stress and tension during this time, and they need to go back and remember that I'll be paying for that after this is over and done.
So when somebody, you have quite a few tools up your sleeve to help people. You have your organization, of course. You have a new mindfulness tool that you brought to the marketplace, and you have an event that's coming up soon. Tell us about that. Tell us about the tool first.
I created, it's an old tool for hundreds of years, but I brought it back, and I hand make these called rain sticks, and that's what it is, sensory three rain stick. It's mind, body, spirit, and it's just something that you can use in your office when you're feeling stressed to kind of, you know, break up your day moment to moment just to relax. If you don't get away from your office as much, you know, you eat at your desk, but you can use the integrate the mindfulness stick, rain stick, in during that time. But I use that in my sessions as well. But also on Thursday, October 30th, 20th, I am going to start an community activity called Sensational Thursdays, where you can come in and learn to relax.
Yeah. Sensational Thursdays. Hey, I like that name.
Sensational Thursdays. All right. Where sensational individuals come and learn how to reduce stress, relax, and create and connect through art and using the mindfulness tool, Sensory 3 Rain Stick.
Well, I think
that's something that's needed.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a stressful time, and all you can do, if you it's open for college students, parents, educators, therapists, any professional, just anyone that wants to come in, mainly adults, and just work through some art. You know, learn how to do some mindfulness, some little small mindfulness outside of their traditional yoga or just other mindfulness activities that they do, the meditation, just moment to moment. And this is, again, Thursday, October 20th from 6:30 to 7:30. We're going to just have an hour of Sensational Thursday where they can come relax, create, and connect with others.
I think the timing of it is perfect because, as you mentioned earlier, we have this cognitive dissonance in people right this time of year. They feel like they should be happy. But then they're sad because they're this void. Some people have lost loved ones this time of year. And so this is not a happy time for them. So when you start having a group like this, some of these same people now who feel this void in their lives and they're looking for ways to fill it, I think you're introducing this Sensation of Thursday this time of year. The timing is perfect.
Absolutely. And it's going to be monthly, the third Thursday of every month, if, you know, as long as it doesn't fall on a holiday, that I will be having Sensational Thursday be open to the community.
Therapist Little, that sounds like a great venue for seniors.
Oh. Absolutely.
For seniors, those who, especially those who don't have relatives, they reach out. That would be a way to reach out and get relaxed. They miss their, missing a lot of family connections.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great venue for seniors.
Exactly. And then more importantly, you don't have to have any art skills. All you need is an open mind, an open heart to create in a place that's safe for you to do that.
Well, that sounds great because my brother is an artist. And I can't draw one little piece, but the art in of the mind.
Exactly.
The art of the mind.
Well, there is a little. Tell people how they can find out more about you and your organization and the event. How can they register? Do you have a website? Tell us more about how to contact you.
You can register on Eventbrite, and it's under, I believe it comes under networking, mm-hmm. and it might say a class, but that's because it doesn't give you that option. Didn't give me the option to fix it as just a networking.
We'll get that on your website,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Also, you can go to www.sensory3, that is SENSRE3.com, or you can call 240-573-7155.
All right. Also, go to marketingpulpit.com, and we have the information right on the homepage. Go to marketingpulpit.com, and when we have guests, we like to put their contact information on how to reach them in case you didn't get it during the show. And that's just as a rule. So any of the past guests that you've been looking for, you can't find, go to marketingpulpit.com. We're going to thank therapist Little, Pamela Little. Thank you for being a guest today, Pamela. We will have you back in the future. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Demetria Simpson of the Eastern Region of the 85 Beta Sorority, Inc. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
All righty, This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. We're going on 7 years now, and we've named the show Marketing Pulpit in honor of my father, who was a Baptist minister. Man, he would just cut the fool up there in the pulpit. He would be cutting flips. He was like James Brown in Holy Cloth. And I was a little guy out in the pews checking him out, and it had an impact on me because it really a lot of the, of course, my mom, too, they instilled in me some things that are with me to this day. One, to respect others, to not get into material things, to treat people fairly, to be independent. And so I give a lot of love and support and honor to my parents. My mom, she's 96 years old. My pop passed away in 2010. And the show Marketing Pulpit, it was named Pulpit. In his honor, I'd like to recognize our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you're looking for an office, whether for short term or long term, if you need a virtual office, just somebody to answer your phone and collect your mail for you and have a nice place to meet, like in conference rooms or a day office, they have those services, but they also have permanent offices. And that's a great service where you can have cut out some of those expenses, because on the one, you write one check, you're paying for your office, you're paying for your internet service, and you're paying for your phone with one low amount. You cannot beat it with a stick. So if you plan to step it up in 2017, then one of those things you can do is call BLE Executive Suite. Just call them for a free walkthrough. Ask for Bernadette Clay. She's the owner over there, good friend and sponsor of the show. 301-322-1700. 301-322-1700, or go to blesuites.com. I have in the studio with me today Ms. Demetria Simpson. She is the treasurer of the Eastern Region of the Eta Phi Beta Sorority. You know what I like about the name? I'm actually a Phi Beta Sigma.
All right.
Fraternity. Anyway, that sounds like my group. Take that Eta off the front and put Sigma on the end, and you have a Phi Beta Sigma. Well, tell us about yourself, Ms. Simpson. Tell us about your background, and then we'll get into your organization.
Well, thank you, Robert, for inviting us to come and share information about our organization. I'm a native Washingtonian.
All right.
Born and bred in Washington, D.C. I attended Virginia Union University in Richmond, Virginia.
HBCU, go ahead.
Absolutely.
All right. We used
Absolutely.
To play them, Livingstone.
Panthers all yeah. the way.
We used to beat you up on y'all like something terrible.
Yes, you did. I don't want to admit that.
I remember them well.
Yes, indeed. I'm retired from the United States government. I'm government worker. I worked for the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. The Air Force.
Okay, all right.
The Air Force, and I recently retired. Well, I'm going into my third year of retirement.
Okay.
So I say retired. It's only a word.
Yeah.
For those that are working out there, it's only a word. Work never stops. Well, in one way or another.
Well, that's what I like about what you've done. Now, I'm sure you were. I believe you're in the group before you retired, but like you said, your work is never done. Work, we go to work, many of us go to work because we haven't really found our true calling. Sometimes we have to find something on the side, either through an organization, a side business, a hobby, so that we can do that work that fulfills us, that makes us whole and complete. And so that's what I like about what you're doing at the Eta Phi Beta Sorority and why I invited you on the show today. You have some of the causes I've seen you guys involved in. I noticed that you have you're involved in breast cancer awareness, you're involved in domestic violence.
Yes.
And I was particularly interested in the domestic violence, because that seems to be it's one of those silent crimes that takes place all the time, and it doesn't get the attention that it needs.
No, it doesn't. And that's something that should be widely promoted, because it's so prevalent in today. And that's what my sorority, Eta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, one of our projects that we are about. Currently, we're partnering with My Sister's Place,
mm-hmm, okay,
and Still I Rise,
okay,
in Prince George's County.
I'm very familiar with them.
With their mission to provide a safe base for women and for children. And it's so important. We hear on the news daily things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that they happen, but when they happen, we need to have recourse.
Right.
And this is where we give assistance in any way that we can.
You know what I like? When I joined a fraternity in college, people thought it was all about stepping, about hazing and singing and dancing and hooping and acting the fool. But I did not join my fraternity for any of those reasons. I was attracted by the goodwill nature, the involvement, the giving back to the community. And because we used to go to the senior citizens and dance and sing for them and bring them food. And so I think what you're doing is it actually helps eliminate some of those stereotypes about what the good work that sororities and fraternities do. And so that's another reason I want to get you on the show today. Let people know that we don't hear enough about the good work that's taking place in organizations like yours, like the domestic violence and breast cancer awareness, because breast cancer is another one of those silent killers that affected so many women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But currently we're doing the things that our founders wanted us to do.
Right.
And organization was established on the campus of Lewis Business College in Detroit, Michigan,
okay,
in 1942.
Long time ago.
A long time ago. And there were 11 visionary women desired to sponsor and promote programs designed to improve, number one, the standards of business,
okay,
and professional women. But their objectives were to aid students aspiring to higher education and training in business and professional fields.
Okay.
And special education fields. You know, back in that day, you know,
right,
it was hard to get jobs. And you had to, here we go with our famous word, network.
Network,
and
right.
And that's what we're all about.
Now, go ahead, I'm sorry. Now, you tell us about some of the other causes. You have the breast cancer awareness. You have the domestic violence. You guys just have your hands into a lot of things.
Oh, we do, indeed. Our organization is national.
Okay.
We have over 50 chapters spread out through the United States and the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
We are widespread, and we come together, of course, every couple of years and have our grand boule. We just was in this past summer. We were in Las Vegas for our grand boule, and where we come together and we talk about the things that we do, and then we gain information on new things that are happening to keep us up with the community needs.
Right.
In our region, we're in the eastern region.
Okay.
And we're going to be coming together for our conference, and we talk about these things.
When is this conference?
And the conference is going. Our conference is going to be held. Matter of fact, on this Saturday on the campus of Gallaudet University.
That's tomorrow, huh?
That's right, at the Kellogg Hotel located on the campus, and we are excited about our guest speaker. Our guest speaker, who is Janet Simmons, and she's president and CEO of the Innovative Global Security Solutions, and she is a distinguished military and magna cum laude graduate of South Carolina State University.
Wow!
So she received a Bachelor's of Science degree in Criminal Justice, and she was the number one graduate in the Criminal Justice and Reserved Officers Training Corps, that is the ROTC departments.
All right.
And so we are excited about hearing her and the message that she's going to bring us and revive us. And you need reviving.
Right.
You need to be, your spirits need to be liven up. You know, sometimes you get a little dormant.
Right.
You get a little dormant, but you need something to spark you up, to give you that little extra spark.
Well, let me ask you this. Who can come to this event on your Founders Day? Is that for the members only?
Well, our meetings are for membership. However, okay, we're having a luncheon, and the luncheon is where we're going to sponsor our guest speaker,
okay,
Janet Simmons.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. And
Before we run out of time, now how can if somebody's interested in the Founders Day event, and how can they find out more about it?
or to find out about our event for tomorrow, you can go to our website and our national website, www.805betasorority.com. Is our website.
Now, is that how somebody can always also join if they're interested in becoming a member?
If they're interested in becoming a member, you can go to our website, and our information is there.
Okay.
We were happy to host our Grand National President was here for the National Council of Negro Women, which we are affiliates.
All right.
They were here for this weekend for their pass. Their convention this past weekend.
I am really impressed by your organization. I mean, I hear so much talk about what people are not doing, but some people out here doing the quiet, good work that we have to get done because we have so many needs in our community. And if somebody wanted to reach you, do you have an email address that somebody can?
Do indeed. Mm-hmm. And let me spell it for you, okay, because sometimes the name gets mispronounced. DEMETRIASIMP@comcast.net. And if you're interested in attending the luncheon, email me, and I will make the contact.
All right. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Her information is on the homepage. Demetria Simpson, thank you for joining us at the Marketing Pulpit. And congratulations on your Founders Day and all the good things you're doing for
thank
our community.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right, folks. That's going to wrap up the show for today, the Marketing Pulpit. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Now, let's get to work.